From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. Some good economic news from the White House today. President Obama's push to boost exports is showing signs of progress. Foreign buyers are snapping up everything from pork chops to airplanes with the Made in the USA label, and that means more jobs for American farmers and manufacturers. But analysts say it will take a more aggressive push to meet the president's goal of doubling exports within 5 years. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
President Obama's export initiative has a simple logic. 95% of the world's customers live outside the United States. So when this country is looking high and low for new job opportunities, it can't afford to ignore those overseas markets.
But this isn't just about where jobs are today. This is where American jobs will be tomorrow.
Export-related jobs are particularly attractive to the president because they don't depend on this country's already overextended consumers. Mr. Obama has vowed not to return to the old cycles of boom, bust, borrow, and spend. Trade Representative Ron Kirk is the president's point man on exports. Kirk says the administration's efforts aim to create some 2 million U.S. jobs over the next 5 years.
This is stimulus that we don't have to budget for. This is a way to grow the economy and put Americans back to work by continuing to show leadership in liberalizing trade around the world.
In recent months, the president's export push has scored some concrete gains. Negotiators persuaded China to reopen its market to U.S. pork and convinced Russia to start buying U.S. chickens again. The Export-Import Bank has doubled financing to encourage foreign sales, and the Commerce Department has sponsored trade missions for more than 160 U.S. companies.
And we're going to go to bat for everyone from the largest corporations to the smallest business owner with an idea that she wants to market and sell to the world.
In the first 4 months of this year, exports were up by 17%. But that barely matches the level of exports before the recession. Today, the president named 18 new members to an advisory export council, including CEO Scott Davis of UPS. Davis would love to see more cardboard boxes filling the backs of his company's big brown trucks.
For every 22 packages that crosses a border, creates another UPS job. So trade does create jobs in this country and around the world.
UPS and other shipping companies are actually helping to identify American firms that already export to just one other country. The thinking is, with a little encouragement, they might be able to do more.
So it's essential that we educate the small and medium-sized enterprises about that opportunity and then to help them actually do the exporting.
Dartmouth economist Matthew Slaughter applauds these moves, but he says doubling exports will require bigger changes in U.S. trade policy. Last month, Mr. Obama said he's hoping to revive a long-stalled free trade agreement with South Korea. Today, he suggested trade deals with Colombia and Panama could also come off the back burner. Slaughter, who was an advisor to former President George W. Bush, says those moves are bound to be more controversial than simply acting as an export cheerleader.
Americans have long been ambivalent about greater global engagement for the U.S. economy, and that's with good reason. Trade and other forms of globalization tend to generate very large gains for the United States overall, but those gains don't always accrue to every single worker and firm and community.
President Obama himself often sounded ambivalent about trade during the Democratic primary campaign. Departing from his prepared text today, he said he hopes to escape what he calls a false political debate.
The argument was either you were pro-trade or you were anti-trade. What we now have an opportunity to do is to refocus our attention where we're all in it together.
The president says he'll continue to press for a level playing field. In competing for jobs with other countries, he says, the U.S. can't play for second place. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.